Whale, Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And so what is the reality of what's going on today? Well, the reality is there's a small group of wicked and evil people who belong to a myriad of secret societies, usually working together, although sometimes at odds, to bring about a one-world government and destroy the United States of America, indeed to use the financial and military power of the United States to bring about this world government. Now, one of these things these people want to do is keep us frightened all the time. And as though we have the danger of communism, and not that communism isn't terrible, it's just it was financed from its inception by these very evil people. And then, of course, we had the danger of Nazism. Oh, the terrible Nazis. What most people don't know is that Nazis were funded both before and during the Second World War by American corporations and American banks, which were part of the Brotherhood of Darkness. The same thing is true in Vietnam, where, of course, all during the Vietnam War, this establishment indirectly financed the North Vietnamese so we could have a war. After all, you can't have a war without having an enemy, and now we have the war on terrorism, and as you know, there's suddenly probably only 50 members of Al-Qaeda in all of Afghanistan. We got 650,000 people there. The Israelis released 1,027 convicted terrorists to get back one soldier. The war on terrorism is as phony as a $3 bill. Well, but on the other hand, are there very real problems that we do face? Is everything contrived? Well, I will tell you that I know a couple of intelligence agents. I'm always supposedly ex-intelligence agents. I'm always a little concerned when somebody's been with intelligence and has left it. But both of them have confirmed the same story, that basically a lot of the intelligence agents are moving out of the United States because they are anticipating a major event. And certainly we know that the Bush family has bought 200,000 acres in Paraguay as a getaway for themselves. But what are the rest of this elite, this Brotherhood of Darkness, going to do when this whole situation begins to fall apart and this wonderful civilization that has evolved begins to crumble and chaos reigns supreme? Well, with us today is our good friend Bob Fletcher, who certainly does excellent research, and he's done some of the finest research and DVDs on what's going on today, and you can get them from him, you can get them from us. But you need his information. He's working on a new one at the present time, and he's going to sort of give you the background of what is really going on today. And have you ever wondered why it is that we're always losing all sorts of money? The federal government is losing fantastic amounts of money, and nobody can figure out where it's gone. Well, Bob, you pick up the story.
It's a pleasure to be with you. Excuse me there. I had a frog in my throat from someplace there. But, that's true. I've been involved with, as you know, and a lot of my friends are aware, I've been involved for a long time now, since the 80s, when I was actually plopped into the middle of some intelligence operations. I won't get into that today, but when I was right in the middle of it, so it was not like I was on the outside looking in or being a reporter at that time or anything like that, trying to take people's words for different things. I was in the middle of it, and I was able to see how unbelievably criminal our government had become. It wasn't a conversational thing for me. It was a reality, and I was shocked, and then after adjusting to my shock, I started chasing the bad guys, going after those and exposing those criminal people that might be at very high levels of government in different parts of the world, and what they were doing. And I was amazed to find out, of course, that yes, this one world government was the primary direction that these criminal persons wanted to move us into, and they were doing it in every manner that we could imagine, and things that you couldn't imagine they were carrying out and doing things that would move a small handful of people completely in control of all world finances, money, politics, and leadership of all the different nations. They're all trying to put us under one big happy umbrella. Now, they had been pursuing that for many years, and in the 80s there was an upshot, which I was part of. There was a big upshot in political, the patriot concern of political bad guys. The patriot movement started at that time, and it involved, of course, people, some people call themselves the militia, and other people call themselves different types of groups or whatever, but they were all going in the same direction, and we actually were able to slow down the movement of those bad guys in government. We'll call them the secret government. We were able to slow them down so that they couldn't accomplish quite as much as they wanted to by the 1990s. And then after that, again, they got diverted off, which was part of it, like you said, relative to coming up with synthetic enemies and all of those things, which is, of course, was the artificial terrorism. You know, you have a few acts here and there, and then you have terrorism carried out by some bad people in our own government with the false flag implications to make it look like it was somebody else, and more than likely it was not. It was some really scurrilous characters out of Washington. And I started looking, always keeping my eyes open, and of course I have I've ended up with an awful lot of friends from the intelligence community, some still in, some that used to be, and what have you, like the folks that you mentioned. And I've kept my thumb on the pulse, but I was trying to figure out a while back, going back several, actually a couple of years, but I was looking at these unbelievable amounts of money that were just disappearing. They were vanishing from just from budget. And I use, for example, which is amazing, but it was a couple of trillion dollars with a T, not even a B, or not even an M, not $1 million and not a billion, but a trillion, a couple of trillion dollars not being able to be traced out of the Department of Defense and the Pentagon. They just lost it. You know, and good grief, you know, we used to, when there was a budget error someplace, we would they would make a real big stink about it. I mean, the Senate and the Congress, you couldn't all of a sudden announce you'd lost a couple of million. But the idea that you've lost a few trillion is pretty mind-boggling, because that kind of money can't just be hidden in some random bank account, you know, a couple of million or even as much as 20 million going to some bank account like in old Noriega's Panama and different places like that. That's what used to go on, a couple million at a time. But you can't do that with a few trillion. And then I looked and I realized that over 10, 15 years, here and there, there has been a lot of little packages of large amounts of money that just disappeared. We had, and not necessarily all of it at the governmental level, but I think at a high enough level that it interfaced with government losses. So we had the vanished money from the Department of Defense and some other government organizations. They just lost it. Okay. Then we found out there was hundreds of millions that disappeared, that was sent in actual packages of like $100,000 each, $100 bills, packaged up like little bricks, building bricks, loaded on a C-130 airplane by G.W. Bush.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment with Bob Fletcher.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now you can bring Berkey Purification Power anywhere with the Sport Berkey Filtration Bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Conexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network. I have a guest is Bob Fletcher, and he's talking about this fantastic amounts of money that seem to disappear from the military budget or other budgets here, and nobody seems to be concerned about it. And first of all, you have to wonder, what happened to the money, and then why is there no concern? Why don't we hear about this day after day after day on television or on radio and the talk show hosts? And why, Sydney, is it largely ignored? Oh, they might mention it once, and then we forget about it. Other issues we read about day after day. You remember, of course, the O.J. Simpson killing and the trial. This occupied our time for 6 months, and we saw the entire trial. Certainly, they canceled all the regular programs, but there was a reason behind it. It was all part of a program to turn black against white and white against black, and they play games with our minds all the time. And Bob asked a very legitimate question. Why is no one concerned about the couple of $1 trillion that the military lost, and certainly hundreds of billions, and sometimes even trillions of dollars that other branches of government have lost? Bob, you pick up the story.
Right, and the it just started piling up, so to speak, and I started seriously looking into it, because first off, I didn't realize how much it was. I was like everybody else. It was not something I was looking at cautiously or hadn't been investigating, other than I actually had done some reports for Henry Gonzalez when he was involved, and it was a spinoff from some of the old Iran-Contra stuff that I was a federal, actually a witness involved with that. Back in the mid-'80s and late early 90s. And I had done a few things for Henry Gonzalez. I have a letter that, because I had showed him my frustration because I couldn't believe where they were sidestepping the drug connection and how profuse it was, and all of the money that was being made by swapping our own government, doing weapons swaps for narcotics and bringing it in and all of that stuff. And Henry is deceased now, but he had sent me a letter that I had maintained relative to he said back in I'm thinking it was like in the early 90s, 92 or something like that, and he said how that if the people had any idea of how loose the government was with their money, or what bad financial shape we really were in, and that was before things crashed, obviously, back in the 90s, he said at that time that we were headed towards a brick wall financially because of some of this sloppiness going on with our money. And so anyhow, to get back on track, I started looking into it, and I saw where Federal Reserve, the General Inspector for the Federal Reserve was asked before the Senate and the Congress a little while back. This is a lady, her name's Elizabeth Coleman, and she was asked where trillions of dollars, again, trillions of dollars, had been put out from the Federal Reserve of the United States of America and vanished overseas, being put out to banking and governmental assistance overseas. And what was being asked, obviously, was if the Constitution has anything in there where it says that the Federal Reserve of the United States of America can just spin this money out of our coffers, out of our own accounts, and blow off trillions of dollars. And she was asked where that money went. Now, this is the head inspector, the general inspector for the Reserve, Federal Reserve, and she said, we don't know. We don't know exactly where that money went. You know, and of course, it was like incredulous. The Senate congressional inquiry, the one fellow there, Representative Grayson, you know, he said, well, you're the inspector general, and you do not know where trillions of American dollars went overseas or for what it went. It was like vanished. So there we go. Now, that's another little separate group that's earmarked in the trillions that, as of today, in the last few weeks, nobody knows where it went. It just disappeared. Sorry about that. And, of course, Donald Rumsfeld of the Secretary of Defense, he was one that had admitted that there was some $2 to $3 trillion disappeared under his watch. And then we had billions of dollars that disappeared in money, cash money shipped over to in the Iraq's war situation. And that was cash money that just vanished. It was sent out underneath the wings of George W. Bush under his watch. He approved it and sent it out. So then we say, okay, and you back away, and you know, for years we've been trying to find out if there's any money left in, all the funds that are put away, and I'm missing the right location on this, but our big vault for the, I can't even think of what location it is now. But anyhow, we've never been able to audit the money, the gold bullion that's put away and earmarked, which of course is United States government funds.
Of course, it's Fort Knox, and then there's a lot of our gold there is in New York City, right, in the basement of one of the major banks there. Go ahead.
The Fort Knox thing. That was, I'm sorry, for some reason I had a brain glitch there. I couldn't think of it. Yeah, the Fort Knox, we've never been able to chase that money. Nobody's seen the gold there in years and years and years. So we don't even know if there's anything in there. I mean, it could be McDonald's hamburgers for all we know. We have no idea. Then we had the money that disappeared in tons of gold and silver bullion that vanished from the Twin Towers. And again, never got an exact figure. Every time somebody talked about it, including the mayor of New York or whomever, there was always a varied, a different amount, and it was held by several organizations, and this was actual solid gold, platinum and gold and silver in the hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars. We don't know anything about that, okay? And basically they say, well, it's kind of like none of your business. It's been taken care of. We got it back, and everybody's happy, and they tell us to go away when you try to make inquiries on that. Okay, so now comes the question. Where in the world could all that money be disappearing to? Now, we've been hearing, of course, for quite a while, particularly those like myself that have been investigating this. You know, we have a tremendous number of underground secret bases that have been constructed. They are underway. Some of them have been underway for a long time. Some of them are completed. Some of them are expanded conversions of old missile silos. Many of them are brand new that have been tunneled and dug into the side of mountains in a lot of different areas. All right, and we'll, for the lack of a better title, these are just underground secret facilities. Not necessarily Area 51, which of course we're at least aware of that and how big that is. But they've also taken the old NORAD, facility.
I'm going to have to interrupt you there, Bob. We'll get to this as soon as we get back right here at Genesis.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. The affordable part. You can start with 60-second ads on GCN for as low as $15. Yes, $15. That would make GCN the most affordable national advertising, period. And that brings us to the reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Millions of potential customers for only $15 per ad. And customer service that can't be beat. Check out our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest, Bob Fletcher. And Bob said the, well, Bob, you pick up the story there. But before we do, why don't you tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your ministry and your organization, and then you go on with the story.
Sure. We're easy to find if you're computer-oriented, and I guess most everybody is at this point in time. But now if you're not, you can drop me a note at Post Office Box 216, Bayview, Idaho, 83803. That's Box 216, Bayview, Idaho, 83803. If you've got a computer handy, you can punch in Bob Fletcher Investigations.com, or you can put in Bob Fletcher Investigations or Bob Fletcher Weather Control or any of those things that we discussed. Put Bob Fletcher on it, and any of the investigations like exotic weapons or the investigation of Sonny Bono's murder, put Sonny Bono, Bob Fletcher, and it'll show you the way to our website. And we'd be glad to try to answer any requests that you may have. There was this big question in front of me, to get back to our subject matter, and that was, where possibly could all of this money go? And then a bell rang up. I had so many people talking to me in over many years about all these secret underground facilities that were not just a few of them and not just militarily oriented, but that they were being constructed like a survival cave, if you will. Brazil. And again, I mentioned the NORAD facility, for example, which has been for many years the heart of the protective military operations, the very heart of all of those for the entire United States. It was where all the missiles for our supposed protection would take place, where all of the directions in the military would hide and meet and carry out any of their major military defensive actions and all of that. Inside the mountains in Cheyenne, the Cheyenne Mountain facility. And this is, of course, a gigantic facility that has been dug into the side of the Granite Mountain for years and years. That's been there. Now, all of a sudden, just a couple of years, actually, it's this last year, they moved all of that operation back to a regular military base. And in what one would consider to be very easily attacked or eliminated, if we were now seriously worried about any kind of a nuclear conflict, but they moved all of this extreme equipment in, pulled it out, and it made the NORAD facility vacant. And what they, I'm sure, doing, and we're working on trying to get some exact information. But that's going to become another one of these giant live-in facilities under the premise that something is going to happen that's going to require all of the upper echelon people to do what they call continuity of government and or continuity of control. And they're going to convert that into a huge additional facility like the ones that we're talking about, the underground hideouts. Now, there's been the Denver airport. People have talked about that a long time. I literally snuck in with a friend of mine into the underground part of behind and under and beneath the Denver airport, and it is a huge underground facility that has... Technically, the airport was done in 95. That was approximately the date that I went down, and we actually videotaped some of the underground tunneling, et cetera, down there. It was finished back in 95. But they've continued as of to this date. They are still bringing in materials and still constructing underground at the Denver airport location. This is a centrally located, again, an underground hidden facility for the powers that be, all right? So it's another one of the hideouts that I know exists. Now, to add to that, of course, there's a couple of real good books have been published by a few people that show the expansion of these. There's something like 90 of them in the United States that people have been able to count. I do have a very good list and location, which later on I will particularly, I'm going to include it in my next video that shows where they are and approximately how big they are, et cetera. And we're talking huge facilities that many people could live in for a long period of time. So you know, right away, it's one of these things you have to say, well, what's going on? Somebody knows something that they are not sharing with us. Then you say, well, let's look at this thing a little more. Let's back away and look at it from a worldwide perspective. All of a sudden, we find out, well, not all of a sudden, but if you look into it, you find out, of course, about the storage of the seeds. They have seed bank storage that they put in on the – they were at least out in front. They said it was in case something happened to where we had to start up the seed growth of all the plants. But this is not – this thing is, again, dug into the side of the mountain. It's in a refrigerated part of the world so that even if the multitude of huge generators that they have to maintain the internal workings of this thing, should they go down, it's actually a built-in natural refrigeration unit.
Well, I think it's about 800 miles from the North Pole. It's called the Doomsday Seed Bank. It's under constant military control and guard. And question is, why are they doing that? Go ahead.
And it's huge. It's got, you know, it doesn't just have a handful. I mean, we're talking billions of seeds. They've got seeds on plants that most people in the world either didn't even know they existed or had forgotten. And my understanding is it includes frozen human embryo and the ability to, of course, like a sperm bank, to do that type of reproduction should it ever be needed. Also, they don't talk about that too much, but that is my understanding, that there's part of that facility is the frozen human embryos and seeds. So that's just another thing. Like you say, you know, what's the idea of this? Then I looked around and in doing a little more in-depth research and getting answers from some people, friends of mine, and I find out that, to my surprise a little while back, that for some reason China is building cities, entire cities. Now, they're referring these as ghost cities because they're being constructed and nobody lives in them. And, of course, originally, a couple years ago, when some of these surfaced, you know, people said, well, it was an over-exuberant concept that the Chinese messed up. They budgeted more than they really should do, and for some reason things didn't work out, and they didn't quite fill the cities like they wanted to. Well, the bottom line is there's about 10 or 12 of these cities. These are entire cities for millions of persons to live in. They are totally like just been plopped in the middle of Never Never Land in China, but we're talking about complete water facilities, electrical facilities. This is like New York City with nobody in it, placed in about 400 miles inland away from the coast. And again, I have to repeat, there's like 10 or 12 of these. Then, to my complete bewilderment, I found out that China had just completed and or is still working on it. One complete city, it's called Kilambra. It's K-I-L-A-M-B-A. All right, that is in Angola, West Africa. And it's built by the Chinese. It's an absolute duplicate of these 10 or 12 other cities. And it is constructed itself to probably hold 500,000 people. There is no one living in that city any more than there are in the 10 or 12 that we have in China proper.
What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. judicialreformnow.com. judicialreformnow.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Now you can bring Berkey Purification Power anywhere with the Sport Berkey Filtration Bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22 ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Well, Dr. Stan, hit the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest, of course, is Bob Fletcher. And, you know, I've been aware of these underground facilities, but I really haven't given them much thought. I do know, however, there was a gentleman some years ago. He was a PhD. I don't know too much about him other than he wrote a couple of books on these underground facilities and certainly these massive tunnels they have. And basically, the next thing I heard, they came after him. They destroyed his profession. He couldn't get a job anyplace, and he was working as a window washer somewhere in Arizona. But so basically, because when Bob began talking about this, I suddenly said, you know, obviously there's something here, and they don't want us to know about it. Go right ahead, Bob.
Right, and the you're correct, and again, it's one of those. There was such a multitude of things between the 80s and the year 2010. So many things going on that it's really hard to try and put all the pictures, the puzzle together to get a clearer picture of what's going on. And a big part of that puzzle had been these facilities. I originally, when I first heard about it, just talking about the facilities themselves, I was very skeptical. I just thought, oh, geez. Is another one of these, you know, wacko things. And, of course, a lot of people thought I was wacko when I discovered the weather control, and testified before the Intelligence Committee in Washington. A lot of people thought that was nutty. And then, of course, a short time later, then it became an admitted fact and that they were doing these things. So when I started looking at some of the underground facilities, I had received back in the 90s, a lot of photographs from guys that said they were secretly taking the pictures of these underground locations where they were delivering foodstuffs and equipment by the truckloads, where I actually had photographed, which I think I still even have, is a you know, with 18 wheelers crossing each other underground in these facilities making deliveries, but actually one truck taking a picture of another one crossing in front of him. You know, this, we're talking big stuff here. You know, it's not little camps in the side of a cave. So I became at least aware that they were real because I had seen enough of them. And again, we get back, before totally running out of time today, my point was that when I found out, like the Chinese, it just didn't make sense. Why are they building entire cities and not putting anybody in them? Why are they still working on them? These aren't mistakes. You know, they didn't erroneously build a city or 12, you know. And one of them, by the way, I was going to say just before the last break, one of the Chinese entire cities, it is built in Mongolia. You know, I mean, it's like they built this facility to hold like a million people in Mongolia, and on the basis of what? Like all of a sudden, Mongolia is going to become a big industrial center or something? I mean, it's totally illogical if you're applying common logic. So the point is simply this. I've come to the conclusion myself that the big guys, the power to be up there that have been chasing, of course, the world government for so long, they know something we don't know. They are seriously concerned at the highest level of the major governments of the world. They have gotten together. They are mutually in agreement that we have something that may take place that will be going to require, for the people that survive it, it's going to require places for them to live, underground, inside cave facilities, for starters, possibly in the case of Chinese, maybe all these cities are going to be for survivors if, in fact, those cities survive. And they're putting these, again, I have to point out, they're all 400 or 500 miles away from the coastline. So we all saw what happened with the tsunami here just a year or so back when it wiped out all these coastal villages. So if it involves a possible tsunamis or whatever, those cities will be okay. And they are being built at a higher elevations. The facilities here are mostly underground. They have been filled. We do know that it was difficult to get freeze-dried foods from a couple of the major companies for several years, a few years back. Most of them now you can still get it because they've got increased productions for survivalist foods. But the government had contracted and had taken a tremendous amount of freeze-dried production for a couple of years. It went underground, folks, and none of us above ground that are out here in the average community have not received any invitations. Should something go wrong, we don't have any invitations to get in underground. Now, I have what I'm working on now, of course, a new video that we're going to try to expedite and get it rolling. I will explain in the video a lot of other surprising connections and what I think actually may be the big concern for the government, for those people that actually that have hands on our money and where they're spending the money. And it's a survivalist situation for the powers to be out of Washington.
Well, Bob, we're out of time, but God bless you. Thanks very much. We'll look forward to having you back with us real soon.
Thank you.
Oh, and let's see. Did you tell the people how one more time how they can get
sure.
in touch with you?
Yes, if you go on the computer, put up BobFletcherInvestigations.com, or you can Google Bob Fletcher Conspiracy Theories or Bob Fletcher Investigations, and the Google will show you how to get to us also.
God bless. Thanks very much,
Thank
Bob.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Bob's information is great. He's got a number of DVDs. One is called Weather as a Weapon. weather as a weapon. And basically you need to get that because they are using weather control. They know how to create droughts. They know how to create storms. They know how to create earthquakes, and they're doing it today. Then, of course, he has a DVD called Weapons of Mass Control, how they figured out how to influence your mind, how to focus your attention on nonsensical things and distract your attention from important things. We have his DVD on the assassination of Sonny Bono, his DVD on the assassination of John Fitzgerald Kennedy, President Kennedy. He has actually seven DVDs, and we carry all of them. Call us at 1-800-544-8927. We recommend them. Of course, we have a lot of DVDs we've made. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to read it. You need to get the DVDs on population control, the covert agenda. On the hidden agenda, that's my talk on water fluoridation. My talk on the specter haunting America. That's I talk on vaccination, how they're destroying the lives of our children and intentionally poisoning them. Population control, the covert agenda. That's my talk on how they're intentionally killing millions of people every day. They've already killed several billion. They intend to kill billions more. This is why they're suppressing treatments for cancer. This is why they're introducing new diseases. This is why they're putting things into our food that's poisoning us. This is why they're keeping the information on the danger of cell phones from the American people and radiation and smart meters. And, well, certainly my talk on population control, the covert agenda, you must get. You need, of course, to get the excellent DVD we have by Betty Martini on aspartame, the excellent DVD by Rosalind Peterson on geoengineering. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, they are geoengineering our atmosphere, and they're spraying aluminum. And it's getting into the water and into the snowpacks and into the whales and into the fish and into the soil and into the trees and into our food. They know what they're doing. Aluminum is a deadly poison. So you call us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. I should mention we do need your help financially. Oh, we've had to drop all of our shortwave. We're going to keep this 1 hour on shortwave simply because we have so many people who've requested it. But we had to get a special price. We were simply going further and further behind every month. And I know people are having a difficult time financially. And if you're not in a position to help us financially, please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. But if you can possibly help, why, remember, our number is 1-800-544-8927. Certainly there's a PayPal button at our website, or you can simply call us or whatever you'd like to do. Go to our website, you can get our address. But we need your help. Other people need your help as well, but I think our message is important because we try to point out the fact that this is a political battle, but it's really a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And that's why they took God and prayer out of our schools, and they want to crush Christianity.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.